Chapter 5. His fury riding him hard, Jericho stormed back into his room, then fell instantly still as he found Delphine asleep on his bed, beneath his blood cloak. Her features pale, her blonde hair cascaded around her in a soft, tangled mess that made his hand itch to touch it. She had the faintest of snores that strangely teased his ears and warmed him. So, instead of yelling at her for something that wasn't her fault, he crossed the room to kneel beside her. It was hard to reconcile her with that sweet, happy baby who had wrapped its little fingers around his and held on so tight that it touched him when nothing ever had before. Now he knew why her eyes had given him pause. They had touched him then as they touched him now. But why? What was it about her that quieted him? Who in his right mind would destroy his entire life and future to save a stranger? Granted, he had known her mother, but not well. They had been passing strangers, really. He had known Lita's name, that she was a dream god, but honestly, he had never cared beyond that. Since Lita had never upset Zeus and hadn't run in the same circles he had, there had been no reason for them to be friendly. Yet that one night, when their worlds had violently collided, they had both lost everything. Zeus, furious over a dream one of the Honoroi had given him, had demanded all the dream gods be rounded up for punishment. Those like Lita, who were married to humans, were to have their spouses and any progeny they had produced killed. Zeus had wanted no one to survive who could ever harm him again. Then the Honoroi had been tortured and stripped of their emotions for eternity. Zeus figured if they had no emotions, they wouldn't feel compelled for whatever reason to play in anyone's dreams again. What he hadn't realized was that in dreams, they'd be able to channel the sleeper's emotions, so much so that some of the Honoroi would become addicted to it, since it was the only way they could feel anything but emptiness. So the Skotai had been born. Then it became the job of the Honoroi to police or kill their brethren, so that none of them would suffer again under Zeus's command. A part of that vicious cycle, Jericho had harmed Lita even worse than the Delphini and Honoroi had harmed him. They had only killed him. He had taken what Lita loved most, her husband and daughter. Lita's desperate screams still echoed in his memories. She had screamed herself hoarse, and he couldn't blame her for it, not given what they had taken from her. Maybe the past centuries were justified after all. What they had done to her had been inexcusable. The least he could have done was let her know that he had saved her daughter. But everything had happened so fast, there hadn't been enough time. Not to mention, had anyone known what he'd done, they would have killed Delphine instantly. Yet here she was, alive. Because he had hidden her, and had never breathed a word of it. Jaden was right. His suffering hadn't been in vain. She was grown and beautiful. Placing his hand to Delphine's warm cheek, he cocked his head to study her resting features. She was so similar to her mother, yet so different. The blonde hair made her features softer, inviting. His heartbeat raced at the softness of her skin under the pads of his fingertips. He hadn't really touched a woman in countless centuries. He ran his hand from her cheek to her hair. A part of him wanted to kiss her so badly that he wasn't even sure how he kept from doing it. Perhaps because she was asleep and he didn't want to violate the peace she seemed to have found. Was she dreaming? What did Honoroi dream of? His dreams used to be of battle. To his knowledge, he'd never had peace in the dream realm. As an immortal god, he'd been violent and cruel. His dreams had reflected his reality. As a man, he hadn't dreamed at all since he had spent the nights as a corpse. No, that wasn't true. He had dreamed while conscious, and in those he'd escaped to peaceful havens. A quiet beach, a cabin in the woods, a lone temple in the desert. Places that were isolated from the world, where no one could make him feel small or worthless, where no one could kill him or hurt him in any way, where he had his old strength back and no one could touch him. Now he was there at long last.